Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Joining us in the studio is the new superintendent of the Mexico School District, Dr. Troy Lentz. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to meet your listeners.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here and certainly want to give you a welcome into to Mexico. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you will. Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about where you were raised.
Sure. I grew up just outside of Columbia, on the north side of Columbia, on a little farm, and really had a great childhood. My dad worked for the University of Missouri, and we kind of had a little hobby farm, and that's where I grew up. Came to Mexico often as a child. We came up to the sale barn, and I came up here for wrestling tournaments, and I've been in and around Mexico for most of my life.
Absolutely. You know, tell us a little bit about your school years. You know, what kind of things were you interested in school? Were you a sports guy? Were you mainly an academic guy? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I was a pretty fair student. I also played in the band, but wrestling was my passion. Had to work really hard to be kind of an average wrestler, but I think that I learned some good lessons from that, and you know, came up, graduated from Hickman High School, have fond memories of high school, and then after that, went to the University or Central Missouri State at the time, and began my journey in education.
So you said you played in the band, and I've read up a little bit about you. You're a bass guitar player, is that right?
Yeah, I know a little bit about a lot of instruments and not a lot about any of them. But I've played at different times. I've played the drums and the guitar, and currently on Sunday mornings I play bass guitar at the Clinton Methodist Church, and I enjoy that. So if there's anybody out there that's looking for a new bad boy on their church praise team, you know, look me up when I get here, and I'll play with you guys.
That is super exciting. We have a lot of talented local musicians around here, so I'm sure that they will definitely be giving you a call about that. You know, I wanted to kind of find out a little bit about when you got interested in going into education as a career. What interested you about that?
Sure. So, you know, the people that were most influential in my life in high school outside of my parents were my coaches. I had some really outstanding wrestling coaches, and I just appreciated what they did for me. And then when I went to college, had a chance to coach a little bit with the kids club in Warrensburg, and then it just clicked for me. You know, there's a little bit of magic when you're out in the community and you hear kids say, "Hey, coach," just knew that was going to be a good fit for me. I was an English teacher, and my first teaching job was at Simonson Ninth Grade Center, and I was one of seven English teachers there. And I had some really good mentors around me, and they made sure that I did things right in the classroom too. So really enjoy working with kids. Really enjoy watching kids meet their goals and achieve, you know, their accomplishments.
So you've been in the classroom. You're now in administration. What did you like better? Do you miss being in the classroom a little bit?
I really do miss being in the classroom. I mean, when you have a good day teaching, it's a really, really good day. And I enjoy administration too. I enjoy helping people, but I don't know that there's ever, you know, the kind of joy that you can have when things are going well in the classroom. That's not to say that the classroom work is very, very challenging. The teachers work hard, and you know, not every day is, you know, top of the mountain, but I think most teachers know when they have a good day that's pretty special experience. So I do enjoy the work now. I'm just supporting teachers and helping them have those good days.
Absolutely. You've been in the Osceola School District for the past several years. Tell us a little bit about Osceola and that school district. Talk about the size of the community and tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Sure. Osceola is a great place. It's down at the end of the Truman Lake area. It's kind of in the Ozark Hills, and it's the county seat of St. Clair County, so it has all the things that you find in the county seat. It has a lot of really good people there, and I've enjoyed the time I've spent there. School board is super supportive, great staff, good building culture, really strong administrators, and had a chance to work with some really good people while I was there. Was not looking to leave Osceola at all, but Mexico had been kind of on a list of communities where I, you know, Wendy and I had talked about it, and, you know, if Mexico comes open, you know, I want to throw my hat in, and you don't know how often jobs will come open. So when it did, I was going to take a chance, and I'm glad that it worked out.
No doubt about it. We're going to find out a little bit more about your interest in the Mexico School District and kind of your vision for the future of the Mexico School District in just moments. We'll take our first break, and we'll be back with Dr. Troy Lentz on Meet the Community, AM 1340 KXEO.